The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Hump day! We are back with another episode of Hanging with the Boys with a live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza outside in front of the Ford Center, where it is currently 44 degrees, a little cloudy skies. It's been raining the last couple of days. The highs today will get up to 54 degrees. I need a little sun to come back out. We don't have no sun in the forecast. You know, these gloomy days, they wear me down a little bit. It feels gloomy outside. It feels gloomy in the Cowboys facilities. This is Kurt Daniels. He is Nate Newton. In the back is Chris Bean, keeping us up and live. I am Jesse Holly. Together, we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us.
I'm through, bro. As hyped as I've been the last few of us, I'm through. It's gloomy and all.
Our segment, our show is always brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets his wings.
Ain't no wings. I ain't seen it.
What wings?
Where you at, Cook? Where you at, Dak?
What's up, fellas? How's your mentals? How's your dentals?
I'm in place, bro. I'm good to see you, boy.
Yeah, good. How's your dentures?
I mean, we got to round ourselves up. Me, you, Chris.
I know.
Shannon, we got to, you know, yeah. Kurt, we got to gather ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Chris Beam, what's going on back there, man? How's your mentals and dentals?
Man, we're doing good, man. We're just cranking out podcasts once a day, it seems like.
Cranking them up.
That's pretty cool. It's like a freight train that just goes and goes and then hits a wall. Yeah.
That must be cool for you because you don't have as much work throughout the day.
I went down to the training table yesterday, and the lady's like, would you like it to go, or are you going to eat it here? And for the first time in about a year, I said, I'll eat it here.
Oh, nice. I hear you. I thought you were saying you went down to the training room. I thought you were saying.
No, the training table.
I thought you were saying you went down and get a workout since you had some time. You know what I mean?
If someone was on time today, they probably could have got breakfast.
No, I would have got breakfast. I'm still fasting. I got a couple more days.
I'm sorry. They probably have shakes down there for you.
Yeah, they probably do. All right, man. Lot to get into. We got some family affair situation. Where do the Cowboys go next? What the future looks like for the Dallas Cowboys? How can this team improve in 2024/5? But I don't think we talked about this yet. I think while we were away, the Cowboys came to a decision. And they said, oh, freaky Mike's coming back.
It's back.
They said, Mike McCarthy, you're going to come back for the final year of your contract. We go, as the young people say, we're going to run this thing back. We're going to spin the block and run this thing back one more time. So here's what I want to know. Both of you, give me a pro and a con of bringing Mike McCarthy back as your head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. A pro and a con. I'm going to start with Kurt first. I'm going to give you a minute to think. I'm going to give you a second to think. Nate,
I got two pros.
Okay, that's fine. You can have two pros.
Okay, thank you.
A pro and a con.
Well, you keep that continuity, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
You should let me go first. You caught him off guard.
He is a writer. He knows that.
Huh?
He is a writer, by the way.
I'm not a speaker, though. So,
yes, you are. Yes, you are.
If I have to write it out, I'm okay.
Figure that out on this show.
But they keep, you know, they're building the Texas Coast offense, and they kind of keep that offensive side of the ball. They kind of can keep that train moving, you know. So hopefully that's a good thing, especially with Dak obviously still in the picture.
If you don't feel like there's a con, then you don't have to say a con. But the con is the convict is what?
Well, it's just, you know, he's selling the fan base on a 1 year, you know, he's got 1 year left, and you know, you got to think that, you know, looking at it right now, the odds of him returning is, you know, it's probably on the lower side right now. Just faced with what's ahead. So, is it better to, rip off the Band-Aid and start new now, or do you give it another year and hope for the best? So,
I'm with you, man. Another year for him and Dak to build So when they get to the playoffs, they can have a better situation. Mm-hmm. You know, so he'll, you know, we won't have to worry about a slow start next year because Dak will understand this offense. Things will roll and things will click. You know, so as long as we do some minor adjustments, which you'll probably get to that. And my con is this right here. Will the players truly respond? This is what bothers me is we did a pregame show and we had Stephen Jones. I think we spoke on this. We had him here and we were sitting right next to him. And he said, the players said, we love Mike in the way he prepares us. This is the CEO. Mm-hmm. You heard the coach saying, hey, this is not about me. This is about the players. The players were relatively silent the whole week. We're getting prepared for Green Bay. Make no mistake about it. We're getting prepared for Green Bay. So with all of that, are they really listening to Mike? That is my con. And maybe it's a pro, maybe it's a con. Are they really going to understand? It don't matter next year. And Jesse, I'll be right. Me and me, you'll be on the same train. You'll be at the head of the train, and I'll be in the caboose pushing it. Bro, we don't want to hear your regular season. We don't care if you're 10-7. Make the playoffs and do something. Mm-hmm. You know, that's my spiel.
I think we're all kind of in the same circle when it comes to the pros. I guess just having that same voice, right?
Yeah,
because if you decided that you were going to move away from Mike McCarthy, that in essence will be Dak talking about now playing for his fourth offensive coordinator, right? Because he had Jason Garrett first, then it was Kellen Moore, then it was now Mike McCarthy. And if you moved away from him, you were essentially going to bring someone else in here. That would have been the fourth voice. And
third
whoever,
in 3 years.
Third in 3 years. Yeah. And whoever else they would bring in as far as a quarterback coach. So there's a number of things when it comes to the coaching aspect, the teaching aspect of it all, and just trying to have the same message, right? Like your message is the same. And I know people are going to say that because Mike, one of his messages was that we have a championship program. We just haven't supplied the championships yet.
Yeah.
People didn't like that. But I do think there is something to be said about having that same consistency and continuity throughout, especially at the quarterback position. And I know sometimes we only think quarterback, but hell, if your quarterback ain't right, you can flush the rest of everything else that's on there. I think the con is, for me, is when you have a guy on a one-year deal, like, do you get everything from everybody? Because if I'm an assistant coach, and I know that this coach has a one-year deal, and things don't start off, you know what I mean? Like, we don't start off red hot. Now where's my attention? Am I looking over here and saying, but what other jobs may be available? There's some college jobs I can probably jump into. What is this thing going to look like going forward? And even in this offseason, right, you may have some assistants that are looking around and saying, where is the longevity? Because that's the issue with being an assistant. You're always tied, and your job security is always tied to the head coach.
Yeah.
Right? Or to that defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, whoever brought you in. So when they go, most of the time, you go.
Right.
So in the offseason, as we're preparing for all of this, is where are the focus of the people, right? Where is everyone's focus at? And I think that can be a con because now guys are starting to look around, especially those guys who potentially are going to sign long-term deals this offseason or draft picks. I start looking at now and saying, you know what, coach? You only got a one-year deal, basically. Right. You're sitting on a one-year deal. So what you're saying, and I just signed a new five-year deal, or I signed this deal, or I signed that deal. I'm going to be here. Do I have to listen to you?
I wondered about that. If as players, you know, they talk about lame duck coach with no extension. Is that a thing? Do players really?
It is, but not every coach.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, this is what I feel. You cannot, as the Joneses, get rid of Mike McCarthy. And you can hire the next guy or whatever, but he is not going to be sitting in his office feeling real comfortable, even if you sign him to a four-year deal, unless you have assured him that I can start bringing in my guys. So I feel like it's right here. These guys over here, these coaches – They tied to this guy, and they gonna be giving all they got. The thing is, will the players, 88, Diggs, Micah, like, man, come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
Right.
Yeah. You know, you got 1 year, bro. What you gonna do?
Right.
Like Jimmy told us one time, like, I made sure I didn't sign my contract to y'all after y'all signed y'all. So I'm gonna be here way after a whole lot of y'all. You know, so I'm with you. But I don't think them coaches over there. I think them coaches gonna be on the grind. Okay. Because
I think so.
Yeah, oh yeah, I think these coaches over there gonna be on the grind. I really do, because I would not want to walk into a situation as a head coach, because the next head coach you pull into this place, you can't guarantee all them wins. That ain't going to work no more. McCarthy done did 3-12-5s.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to have to offer these fans and Mr. Jones, them, the great marketer that they are, knowing that we can't sell.
Yeah.
Well, we guarantee you 12-5
right.
In a first round exit. You know, we get that anyway. That's what the fans are believing now. We can get that anyway. They want two things. The fans that I've been listening to, and I know you've been listening to, and you probably been writing about, we don't want to hear it no more. Get rid of the head coach. They mad because the coach them kept, I mean, kind of call him Mr. Jones, you kept McCarthy. They mad about that, and they mad that you kept that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and sure. You strap with both of them,
yep.
Whether you want them or not.
Yeah, well, you were like with Wade Phillips in 2010. You went through that, and you went through it probably with Barry Switzer in '96.
Right.
I mean, so you both experienced, I guess, teams just players, but just like, nah, we've had it.
Yeah, I think when you're winning, everything is easy.
Yes.
To deal with. It's in that moment of adversity, right? It's in that, and when you look at. Kind of foreshadowing the schedule next year, the Cowboys will have a pretty difficult schedule next year.
Yeah.
Like,
ain't no pretty. Difficult. Difficult is the word.
It's a difficult schedule next year, right? And if trend continues, playing against the tougher opponents, the Cowboys didn't fare well, whether that be home or away. So when you look at that, you think, boy, if that boat gets a little bit rocky, I ain't talking about the 250 feet yacht. I ain't talking about that boat, you know, the yard yacht. I'm talking about the thing getting a little rocky in the building.
Yeah.
Do players start now? Because that's what happened with Wade. When things got a little bit shaky, guys start picking sides. Guys start picking self. Guys start being selfish.
The elevator kind of was burning up and down going to see Mr. Jones.
No, seriously.
Yeah, I'm serious.
No.
The elevator like, kind of. Oh,
that's
I saw
not
it.
A joke.
I saw it, bro.
That's not a joke. It wasn't a joke. That's
every
a
Monday
thing.
And Tuesday, I used to be sitting looking, certain player going up and down.
Yeah,
I was like, wow.
Bing,
yeah.
You hit
like,
an elevator thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why is he going? You know, he got a personal fitness place right over here. Why he ain't going to the fit?
So it can be that way. All right, let's take our first break of the show. When we come back, a little bit of family drama. A little bit of family drama happening in the Cowboys locker room. We'll discuss it, and we'll talk about, will this have a lasting, longing effect on the upcoming season for your Dallas Cowboys? Stay right here with us. This is Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys on this Wednesday Hump Day edition. We continue to break down all things cowboy related. And when I mean related, I do mean related. As we said before we went into the break, the Cowboys have a little bit of family drama going on. As the world turns, you talk about a soap opera, you talk about All My Children, General Hospital. What are some of the old school, right? Like all the old school stories that as my grandmother
as the mother, world turns.
Yeah, As the World Turns that my grandmother and my mom used
the
to watch.
Secret Storm.
Yeah. Sidebar, I was named after one of the stars. His name was Jesse. I think it was General Hospital or All My Children.
Yeah.
His name was Jesse. He was a tall, dark, and handsome brother.
Yeah.
And my mom loved the show and loved him and named me Jesse after him. But as the drama continues, I was named after a drama figure, and I'm hosting and around drama figures in the Cowboys locker room. And this past weekend, a little bit of family drama. We had three of the Cowboys' best players, relatives, a mom and two brothers, make some pretty striking and interesting comments towards other players and other organizations. CeeDee Lamb, his mother, had a litany of Facebook posts from Facebook. I don't even know if people still looked at Facebook. And went on, and I'm paraphrasing here, so please don't chop me down. But basically said that CeeDee Lamb's quarterback sucks. And, you know, basically, hey, there's people out there.
He should go to Houston.
He should go to Houston. There are guys out there who want to win a ring. And if you ain't really about that, then you should go. And so the brother of the quarterback, he responded and was saying, like, basically, you know, everyone's texting me, tweeting me, emailing me, all kinds of stuff. And he's saying, if it was up to me, if it was my choice, my brother would be gone. He would be out of here. Y'all don't deserve him. He's better than this, da 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 da. But it's not my decision. He loves the Dallas Cowboys and he'll be here. And then, to top it all off, your best defensive player, Micah Parsons, also has a brother, and his brother went on a social media rant, and he was talking about, yeah, man, Cowboys are kind of trying to sabotage my brother, playing him out of position, trying not to pay him the things that he needs to be, you know, positions he needs to be playing to get the money that he deserves, and, you know, y'all will miss him when he's gone. I'll start with you, Nate, because not only have you played in this league and been around this league for a long time, you too had a brother that played in this league, but also had family members that was watching this thing. Now, you didn't grow up in the social media era. You didn't grow up in the social media era.
Hey, but, sweetie.
But what do you say when you hear things like that?
you know what? And I'm being brutally honest, is that I can be, because I
with do respect, because we're always going to respect people's relatives, especially the moms.
Yes. Brother, I love my mom, and she could tell me to knock down a brick wall, and I could do it. But mama, you messing with my, you stepping on my, you know, you stepping where you don't belong. And man, CD Lamb, he know me. I call CD sometime. I got a little contact to CD. Please, you know, try to calm mom. Try to calm mom, because don't need it. Michael Parsons and them brothers out there, Dak, we don't need it, man. This is a very delicate 12-5 team.
Yes,
it's delicate right now. All of you will receive your money. I promise you, they have no other choice but to pay you. All of you. So tell your family members, or ask.
No. We're not asking.
Yeah, no.
You're not asking, you know, at this point.
The reason I'm doing that, because we have to do that for Kurt. Because, you know, you may want to get an interview sometime. Me and you, we're going to go talk to him regardless. You know what I'm saying? I know what I said, and I'm right in what I'm saying. Calm down. We're all a little tender right now. Just calm down. Because you're not only going to kind of shake your teammates up, you open your family up to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, not only on this phone, but y'all show up at games. Even though you're in your special place, fans can get ugly too.
Yep,
for sure.
So that's why I'm saying protect you and yours. But now, if you don't care, we'll you know, that's what generates our show. Yeah. This type of content.
Yeah, but I guess the underlying question, the assumption that everybody has, is there's something deeper going on here. Mm-hmm. That they're hearing this at the dinner table, and there is a rift in the locker room. Is that true, or just sometimes family just gets off on their own tangent there?
Wow. Whether it's true or not, because of the close proximity, you might tend to believe it. Right? Because we're not talking about third cousin, distant, removed on my mama, father's side, right? We're talking about
mama.
Mother, yeah. Right? We're talking about, we know the relationship between Dak and his brother, right? Like, we know the closeness in which that is. And then the same thing with Micah. And then Micah, you know, to his credit, and I should say to his agency's credit, Micah came and had he put out a post.
Yeah.
And basically the post, again, I'm paraphrasing, basically the post said, Terrence is Terrence, I'm Micah. What he says is not what I say. You know, his thoughts and views are his own and mine are my own. Don't make us the same.
Mm-hmm.
Which is hard. Which is very hard, because I said this on my podcast. I said, three players that are in line to get major contracts. If I was Steven or Mr. Jones, when the negotiation starts, or when negotiation is ended, and when it starts, we have to have this conversation now. Because I have to say to you, CD, I have to say to you, Dak, I have to say to you, Micah, I know you didn't say it, but Micah, do you feel like that?
Mm-hmm.
No, I need to hear it from you now.
Yeah.
So now Micah now has to go in there and ask questions or answer questions from ownership and saying, how close do you feel to what your brother said?
How about other teammates? Are they asking?
No, that's what I'm saying. I can guarantee you there are private group chats and other singular text messages heading out to other players like, yo, you seen what so-and-so said? You seen what so-and-so said? And again, what ends up happening is losers forming groups.
Mm.
And so when you're not winning, everybody then goes and forms in their own groups. And then it'll come a point in time where, this is just my belief, and we spoke about it on this show way back when, I was probably one of the first people to say, something not right with CD, y'all. Remember I kept saying, I'm like, body language is off to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you heard the back and forth comments subliminally through the media. And then, like, after a couple of weeks, it was like, oh, yeah, we finally talked. Mm-hmm. He and Dak, and we worked it out. And then they went on a tear. But then after the last game, the Green Bay game, you kind of saw that body language come and show his ugly head again. So now, how is that conversation between quarterback and star receiver? At some point in time, they're going to have to get together for a throwing session.
Yeah.
Right? So I said this. I said as far as family members, we shouldn't know your name in this capacity.
That's for sure.
Right?
Not with this kind of tweets or whatever.
We shouldn't know your we shouldn't know your name in this capacity.
No.
We should know you. Oh, that's CD Mom. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's that brother. Oh, that's so and so. But your name, you should not be on our show.
That's true.
You should not be in the mouths of people in the media, unless we're doing a special story about you, or you know, you did something that was so remarkable. We should not be talking about you. Mm-hmm. Your name should not be in the mouths of people in the media today, but yet here it is. And this also goes to, I'm not saying this is unique to any organization, but this now goes back to that point where when it comes to the Cowboys, it's always something. Yeah. It's always something. It's never just about football. It's never just about football. And I said that there was a historic interview, I think in the 90s. It was Minister Louis Farrakhan and reporter Mike Wallace. And I said the best thing, because I'm trying to be respectful, the best thing that I take from that particular quote in that interview, and Jay-Z used it in one of his songs, is where Minister Louis Farrakhan told Mike Wallace, "I think you should keep quiet." That's how I feel about the family members.
Yeah.
He said, I think you should keep quiet. And that's how I feel. I feel family members, brothers, mothers, wives, siblings, I think you, especially on matters of organizational and team members, you could be a fan and say, oh, what a horrible call. Oh, that was a bad mm-hmm. play. Oh, we have to, I'm fine with that. But when you start singling out the people who sign the checks, and then teammates that these players have to deal with on a regular basis, I think you should keep quiet.
Yeah, that's...
That's where it can get...
It's only going to make it worse.
It's only going to make it worse. Chris, do we have time for another segment, or are we ending here?
No, you can go.
We can go? All right, let's take a quick break, and let's come back, and then we'll end this thing, and we'll talk about a little bit of where we think the Cowboys should go in the future.
Sounds good.
Oh, hang on with the boys. We'll be right back.
To a playoff win.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys as we get into our third and final segment of the day. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We always appreciate you being here on this kind of dreary hump day. I hope that we bring a little bit of joy and excitement. Probably not
bringing in Family Matters. You come on, man.
I think you know what. I think our listeners relate to that. Maybe not on the magnitude where your family's tweets and Facebook posts get put on national media, but we got some family members that we're a well versed show. We got people from all over, from the Rio Grande Valley to the West Coast, to Iowa, to Idaho, to New York, to Kuwait.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
we got our boy in France.
Yeah,
we family drama happens everywhere.
Yeah,
there's somebody somewhere who's like, "Mama, why you go and tell Auntie so and so and so and so? I told you don't tell nobody." Or there's somebody saying, "Dad, man, why you gonna tell Grandpa that?" Da, 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 da. So yeah, it's family drama all the way around. This is a part of the thing, but you know, we just can't have it in the Cowboys spectrum. All right, so now that we are well into the offseason for the Cowboys, we thought that this would be the week we should be previewing the game right now.
That's right.
We should be
hump day. You is on your other podcast. You are previewing.
I am going to preview some games this weekend. They just won't have the Cowboys in them. But today we're supposed to be breaking down somebody's offense and somebody's defense.
Yeah.
But going forward,
so we'll be going to the Boombox Boys. If we'd have did our job, we'll be rocking against them Boombox Boys this week.
Yeah.
Man.
A little bit of loss. But, hey, here's
no, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. We'd have got that far.
You know, one of the things I'm always fortunate and grateful for is the people that we have on this show. And Nate, this next topic kind of really lends to your expertise because you lived it. You were an integral part of it. And I think one of the biggest things that the fan base gets so upset about today is it's always referenced back, right? Jimmy Johnson got elected to the Cowboy Ring of Honor this year. And we can't ever stop talking about the 90s. And, you know, even Dak Prescott in a losing press conference, he talked about, you know, championship is the standard. And I'm like,
was the standard.
You ain't cut from that cloth. You guys aren't cut from that championship cloth. Mike McCarthy in his presser talked about we have a championship organization, championship program, but we just haven't brought the championships yet. Mm-hmm. So there's this constant trying to scale this ladder of championship legacy and prestige. Are the Cowboys, because you're the championship prestige that they're trying to chase, you're the ghost that has consistently haunted the Cowboys for 30 years. Like, you're the boogeyman.
Like them Cowboys before us, Drew them haunted us.
Yeah.
My first three or four years, they haunted us bad. Yeah.
Will the Cowboys ever... That's a story topic right there for you. That's just write that down.
Call Lomas Brown. But let me say this right quick. Go ahead and finish.
But write that down. It's a story for you right there. The chasing of the ghost, the boogeyman. Your team. I'm gonna get you. Your team are the boogeymen. Like you're the ghost that they keep chasing. Are the Cowboys ever going to be able to live up to that level of greatness? And should they even try to?
The thing that I press people is I listen to Lomas Brown of the Detroit Lions, the radio voice of the Detroit Lions, and the stories he told for the last 30 years. That was the last time they was in the NFC Championship game. And the stories he was telling. And I'm like, I think I would like these stories here. Or what we talking about. Can they live up?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's still fresh enough to it hurts these players and it hurts our fans, but listen to Lomas Brown on the other side of that. I listened to him on NFL radio and it was so bad I almost turned it off, you know, because they had nothing to even live up to for 30 years. Now we're in that 30-year cycle too. But these Cowboys don't even know. Michael Parsons, when I walked up to Michael Parsons, hey, how you doing? I'm Nate Newton. Ah, yeah, you Nate. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I play, da-da-da. These kids don't know. Our fans know. Our fans live it. These kids don't even care. They want to get something on their own. Now, the reason this thing is even like that is because no coaches came in and wanted to start over. They continue the mantra. Hey, the Cowboys, the history, the pageantry. Me, Jesse, I want to start over. Mm-hmm. I really do. Because until you start over and earn the right, you get what you get. You're going to get beat over the head. You're going to get compared to guys that you can't even hold a – and I take it how you want. You can't even hold a candle to. Mm-hmm. Some of these guys over there can't hold a candle.
Talk that talk.
To what we accomplished in the 90s. What good is a 12-5 season – and you didn't can't even get to the NFC Championship game. It don't add up.
Yeah.
It don't. Who cares? The bottom line is this right here. Start over. Jason Garrett, you had some good intentions when you say every year I try to start, you're teaching guys how to tie their shoes and then
put John on my pants.
Yeah, all that John Wooden stuff. The bottom line is you got your players thinking of something they ain't. You know, what was the word? Seize everything. What was the...
Carpe omnia.
And I ain't trying to be funny, but what were you trying to seize? I never said anything because I was not going to take away from the momentum that this team was trying to build. But I will ask you, now that the season is over, what was the Cowboys trying to seize?
The ghost.
Playoff, yes.
The ghost.
That's it.
From a fan's perspective, yeah. Kurt... Well,
I wonder if they're – is it even possible to start over? I mean, we hear this all the time about, we're a different team. We weren't around then. Those ghosts don't lay on – you know, they don't haunt us because we're all new. We're doing our own thing. But, I mean, you walk down these halls every day, you're reminded. You turn on the radio, you're reminded. Every fan you run into, you're reminded. I don't see how they can avoid it. I mean, that – I'm sure some guys handle it better than others.
But we walked through that same gallery just about when we saw, you know.
Yeah.
The thing is, how about a mantra of let's build day by day. Let's find some perfect Greek word that that means that. You know, by the end of the year, this is where we want to be. First of all, you got to get the right players. You got to have enough dogs that don't care where they play at, what's the situation, what's the weather, and you got to go play. Right. Every big game can't depend on the coach. Even though he's a great part of it, every big game can't be about the coach.
Yeah. And your best players can't show up empty in those big games.
And that's the other side of it, though, is...
And that's why the ghost's going to stay there.
Yeah, are the players feeling the pressure, or are they feeling the entitlement? Where
they're entitled. That part of it, and Jesse, you may think different. This is what... Even a free agent, the last free agent rookie that signed to a contract for the Cowboys after the draft, as soon as you see him, his chest gonna be this big. Mm-hmm. That just comes with the star. That comes with the star. But now, how you earn that and continue to earn that is a different thing. The first thing y'all heard me say when we started talking about DeRon Bland, I said, y'all, wow. I hope we don't get to him. meaning us, the media, those ghosts. Mm-hmm. I hope he continue to work on his technique. I hope he become a better jam player. I hope he become a better technician. Now, he can make plays, and he can do that, but get day in, day out, that every day that's going to get you past when a player is greater than you, your technique, knowing where to help at. It's time went on, we see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ghosts will get you, bro.
I think there is a level of entitlement.
Yeah, it comes, man.
I do think.
Yes.
It's almost unavoidable.
It is. It is the aura. It is the bubble that Jerry Jones built. Right? Like
for real.
Like he has built this bubble. And when you step into it, because of the America's team, and I've said it on this show, and there's nobody who was more honest about what they were as an NFL football player than me. And I've said it on countless number of times. Who the hell was I to go off and make $40,000, $45,000, $50,000 in the offseason because everybody wanted to be a part of something?
Yes, sir.
Still to this day, there are some times where I lead in with, if I need to get something across somebody's desk or a phone call returned, I lead in with, hey, how you doing? This is Jesse Holly, former Dallas Cowboy wide receiver. Phone gets returned. Phone call gets returned. Text gets returned. Email gets returned.
So, even if nothing come of it, it gets returned.
It gets returned.
Yes.
Right? I get indoors because of that. And so there has been this aura that has been developed and grown off of the backs and the shoulders of those
70s
great players,
Cowboys, the 70s Tech Cowboys, Schramm.
And then the
he
90s
started
Cowboys.
This, yes.
But I think the distinct difference is, and Nate, you were, I'm going to give you your pat on the back for this because you have been on this for the longest. You said it on our show. You said it on my podcast. The mental toughness of the players of those times were far greater than it is of the players of these times. Because we've heard all about the Michael Irvin escapades.
Yes.
But we've also heard about Mike was the first one in the building.
Yeah.
We also heard that Mike was the last one to leave. So when your best players are giving and putting in their absolute best effort, and that is the standard.
Yeah.
Right? When you talked about every single day, I went up against.
Yeah.
Charles Haley.
Leon Lett.
I had Deion on the other side going against Michael Irvin. And there was never a let up. There was never, take it easy, Prime. Take it easy, 8-8. I'm tired today. You know what I mean? There was never when you had Ken Norton or Kenny Gant and Emmitt Smith. No, we goal line. Now, we ain't taking it easy. I'm going to try to knock your head off because you're going to try to knock my head off. But it's that iron that sharpens iron. And I do think on this, you know, when you look at Micah Parsons, and I think he's a young, talented player, I do think he's still mature. I do think there's a level of selfishness to him. But he's your OG. Like, he's the OG of this defense. He's one of the OGs of this football team. I'm almost willing to bet any amount of money he's not the guy staying after on the. We're out here when practice is over. I never see him out here after practice. I never see him out there after practice working with Tyron Smith or working with, you know, the linebackers or the guys up front. I never see it. Never.
The thing.
I highly doubt that they're staying after practice and getting in more film reps. That's what the good teams do. The good teams and the good players do that. That's what those guys did. And so as long as you don't have football players, your best football players, not giving up and sacrificing even more for the team, not for self, for the team, you will consistently be haunted by the ghost of 90s Super Bowl winning past.
The thing that I keep telling myself. Like, you know, great segment when you was talking about the moms and because certain things I can't grasp. I cannot grasp my mother doing that. I cannot grasp my brother doing that. You know, I
me neither.
It's like, What are you saying? What are you doing? This is my livelihood. These are my brothers over here. Mm-hmm. What are you doing, Mom?
My brother today, yeah. And I haven't played in 10 years. My brother today still wouldn't do that. Neither one of my brothers. My brother still only puts out positive tweets about the Cowboys. And I'm not even sure if he's all in as a Cowboy fan.
Right. I'm like, yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, he's like, well, my brother still works for them. My brother's still a part of that organization.
I'm not gonna
mess that up for him.
The thing that gets you is, when has the Cowboys... Okay, this is what I'm trying to say. CD gonna get paid.
Correct.
Yeah.
Micah, barring injury, gonna get paid. What is driving you to say these ignorant things? What is driving you? Okay, you say you want to win a Super Bowl. It's 32 teams out there with 32 different thousands of moms. They all want to win Super Bowls. We shouldn't be attacking our teammates. What we should be doing is going to our sons, our brothers, our cousins, and saying, hey, man, what you doing to make sure? You know, and come from that angle and say, yeah, well, my son is doing this. I don't know what the rest of them doing, but this is what, you know, it's called Bill Belichick. Because if you'd have did that to Bill Belichick, it'd have been some things that would have been real nice. And you wouldn't have heard about it. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have heard about what he did. It's just, let me tell y'all something. Don't make it about Dak. Because I know one man and his family loved some Dak. Don't make it about that. That's not, y'all may not agree with me.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
But I got 59 million reasons why we don't make it about that. That's all I'm going to say.
For sure.
All right, man. That's it for us today.
You sure you don't want to ride this them weekend. Up? You want to ride?
Oh, you want to talk about the let's give your playoff predictions for this weekend.
No, I never go against the Cowboys. I'm NFC all the way. I'm NFC. I don't care who wins in the NFC because I hate all of them.
All right, Kurt will participate.
Yeah, Kurt, Kurt.
I mean, to me, it's going to become. I said Niners, Ravens.
Yeah.
But my.
But.
Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Mm, I know.
As bad as the roster has been this year for the Kansas City Chiefs, they found themselves right in the AFC there. Championship game.
Yeah.
And as long as you got 15 under center, he gives you a chance.
You never know.
You never know.
As bad as I dogged out Lamar, boy, I'm rooting for him, but boy, you can't touch Mahomes.
Man.
If it come down to quarterback over quarterback,
you lose. If your matchup is Patrick Mahomes, you lose.
Yeah.
I'm still going to say, because I want this a lot for Lamar. I want him to get to the Super Bowl. So I'm still going to say Baltimore Niners. And we'll get a rematch of that slugfest.
It wasn't no slugfest.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, no.
It was a beatdown.
It was a mugging.
Yeah.
It was a mugging.
If the 49ers play like they did last week and Debo is not in there, Lions could give him a game, huh?
Yeah, I think Kyle is preparing both game plans. Because they went to that game with a game plan for Debo, and then he goes out, kind of throws your game plan off a little bit, and he's a force multiplier. Mm. Like, he changes things. So, I think there'll be two game plans.
They passing. They've been giving up a lot on the passing end, the defense. I mean, the Detroit Lions be giving. This ain't one team you want to get that up on. Yeah. Shanahan can make it happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I got respect for bullies, and you got two bullies. We're going to find out who's the biggest bully.
Yeah.
But, Coach, I don't think Coach Campbell can wait and see what's going to happen with that running game. He's going to have to try to force it on them. You know, when you can line up, man. When you can line up as a man and say, you ain't running that ball.
Yeah.
And you line up and say, you know what, homeboy, I got 71 over here. We running this ball. You know what? When you can hang your hat on something.
Yeah.
Come on, man. What can the Cowboys hang their hat on?
Well, and that's our show for today. We appreciate you, man.
Good to see you, man. Shad, we miss you, boy.
We miss you, brother. He'll be back. I think he was hungover from Mexico.
I was going to say, I thought Montezuma's remaining.
Yeah, he tried to tell him. You know, I called him and said, man, my job kept changing. I'm like, nah, you kept hanging over.
Yeah, he's still hungover.
Yeah.
Chris, we appreciate you adjusting your life plans and putting – at least you had breakfast. You sat down and had breakfast this morning.
Man, I had a good one.
Yeah. All right, well. I'll go get my juice in a minute. thank you all for listening, man. We appreciate you so much. And we'll be back next week, 10 o'clock, if nothing changes. 10 o'clock on hump day. We're going to
He the man. Go on and break that news.
Well, that's not breaking news. They said they're striking distance.
Oh, they
That Jim Harbaugh is
going to the man.
Jim Harbaugh.
They've been in striking distance for like 2 weeks.
Jim Harbaugh he the man. Striking distance is going to the Chargers.
So where's Dan Quinn going?
Back here with that's it for our show.
Back here with the Cowboys. Glad to have you. Come on back home, Dan. Come on back home.
For Kurt, for Chris, for Shannon.
Get us a linebacker, though. We need a linebacker.
Jesse Holly, man. This is Hanging with the Boys. See you guys next week. We out.
Come on back.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?